Everybody likes a holiday, right? Well, maybe not, based on what we're seeing in response to the federal government's plans to declare Monday a national day of mourning and grant a holiday for all federal government workers. That's where they drew the line. It's a federal holiday, which typically would mean federal government workers and anybody who works in any federally regulated industries, which include the industry I'm working in right now, airlines, things like that. There's a whole bunch of them, but they've said no. It's only federal government workers. That's all we're dealing with. Federally regulated, you're going to fall under the provincial decision. And it doesn't look like it's taking off with the provinces. We've got BC, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, Labrador following suit. Government offices, schools will be closed. Manitoba closing non-essential government services and offices. Schools remain open, though. Other than that, Saskatchewan, Ontario, and Quebec saying, yeah, no, it's not a holiday here. Not happening. We still haven't heard from Alberta. We don't know what the plan is there yet. But speculation is it won't be a holiday in Alberta either. And there's some really good reasons for it. Perhaps more than anything else is the cost that it downloads onto business and the money that it takes out of the economy. So there was a statement from Bank of Montreal just earlier yesterday saying that, you know, a stat holiday costs our economy about $4 billion. It's a lot of money. So let's get into it and find out exactly how these costs add up and why a lot of provinces are saying, yeah, no, we're not going to throw another holiday into September. Joining us to talk about that, we have Moshe Lander. Moshe is a senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University in Montreal, lives in Alberta, host of the Moshe Lander Show, which begins on October 13th. Moshe, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your time as always.
My pleasure.
Okay. Three holidays in 1 month, of varying degrees, of course, with Labor Day, this, and Truth and Reconciliation Day on the 30th. It is a lot to ask, and that's a tremendous hardship on business owners, isn't it? Three stat holidays.
It is, especially if you're actually forced to close, right? We do have stat holidays where you find that businesses look the other way and just say, we're going ahead with it anyway.
Yeah.
But yes, if you're going to force people unwillingly to shut their doors, with no way to make that back. Yeah, that adds up, like you said, to about $4 billion.
And the cost, you know, if you take a look at it and say, okay, well, you're allowed to open if you want. Okay, but now my staff is going to cost me an extra 50% because I got to pay everybody time and half. So it's not really a choice. You close the doors or you spend a lot more in staffing costs.
Yeah, and you're probably already spending more in staffing costs already because you're having a hard time finding that staff to begin with, right? How many stories have you done where we're talking about labor shortages and finding the right people to fill your place? So, yeah, it can quickly add up to a lose-lose proposition for businesses either way.
So, I mean, when we take a look at that $4 billion, I mean, that's a huge amount of money for a single day. How do it's not just staffing costs. I mean, what else goes into the fact that we're pulling $4 billion out of the economy? I think it's 0.2% of GDP or something like that.
Well, I'd also point out, though, that when calculating that number, I'm not sure that anything much more than if the Canadian economy is about $2 trillion in size, let's divide that by the number of operating days, and that's kind of a quick, dirty estimate of how much is actually going on. So I'm not sure that, you know, anybody's actually sitting there going around from business to business saying, what is it exactly that we're losing out in sales on September 19, and can we make any sort of reasonable estimate? So, you know, it's probably more just a rough back-of-the-envelope approximation that, hey, there is going to be some lost sales here that happen, and those sales then are going to trickle their way down into lost wages and people who are going to not have to pay for daycare because the kids are going to be home from school, and if you have to go to work, you have to still find something for them to do during the day. Those types of extra costs as well are probably factored into that number.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just wondering, is there a problem by doing it the way that the federal government did it yesterday, saying, okay, we're going to grant the holiday, but not the way we typically would. Federally regulated workers, you're at the mercy of the provinces. So now we've got this patchwork happening across the country. I mean, I guess it happens in other instances, but is that another complicating factor?
It is, but I think that's maybe a sign that the federal government didn't want to take a particular stance on the Queen, right? When she died last week, the immediate outpouring of grief was kind of pretty universal. And then all of a sudden, people start turning around saying, wait a second, I'm not entirely sure that she's going to be missed. And so I think the federal government here is maybe trying to read the signs that are coming out, especially in Quebec, where I'm sitting right now. It's a very complicated relationship with the monarchy when it comes to dealing with English-French relations, that, you know, if you start mandating that this is the day you have to take off, I think there would have been pushback. And so I think they realized that they were going to lose that. So maybe just dump it down to the province and say, you guys figure out how you want to deal with your various populations and leave us out of it.
I think you're absolutely right, Moshe. Great insight, as always. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.